Well, hey, everybody, it's Maylee Thomas, and time for another Texas Homegrown Music Show, where my guest today is a rising artist by the name of Frankie Leone. Heard about her a couple years ago. I've been playing some of her tracks in the last few months, and I've been wanting to get her in, but we finally got it worked out, and I know you're going to enjoy hearing about her. She was actually recognized by the Dallas Observer as one of the new up-and-coming rising country artists, and I think her music is a little more like Americana, I think, probably if we had to pigeonhole it, but the reality is, even though she's a young kid, and I say a young kid because she's 18, she's an old soul, and she's got some music that will really, really grab you and just really touch you in the deepest places. Can't imagine how she can write these lyrics at her age, but anyway, she's going to talk about all of that and how she got started. Before we do, I'm going to do a song for you off one of my older records, and it's called Strong Like a Lily. And it's for all you people out there that have had any heartache growing up and you felt like you needed to get rescued from it. That's what this song is all about, and I hope it touches you today. When we come back, we'll be with Frankie Leone.
Strong like a lily, rich as a river, washed in the blood I've been
Frankie Leone on Texas Homegrown Music. And Frankie, I know you don't listen to my show, but let me just tell you, honey, I've been playing your music for a year and a half now. Aww. And I think you and I have even talked about having you on the show several months ago, and you had a bout with COVID. Yeah. And I think I told you, I just got out of quarantine, so I got it as well. And so we're on the other side.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Yes, my goodness. Well, honey, I am just so impressed with your songwriting and your voice. It's just magical. I mean, how old are you? Do you mind if I ask?
I'm 18.
Okay. I knew you were a young girl, and I am just blown away. So start from the beginning and tell me, how did this little girl get this big voice and know all this about life to write these lyrics? So I'm always interested in knowing. So just pretend like, well, we have just met, but let's just pretend like I don't know anything about you at all, and you're telling me about Frankie Leone.
Okay. Well, I think I sang for the first time in front of people at my grandparents' church when I was maybe 8.
Okay.
And maybe before that, I can't really remember, but those were the like first times that I actually sang in front of people was at church. Right. And then whenever I started taking like voice lessons and piano lessons and stuff, the places that I took lessons at would have, you know, little showcases or whatever. Sure. For their students. Yeah. So that was kind of the beginning of like getting comfortable singing in front of people.
Well, church is always a great place to start because I don't know about you, but I grew up in church, and I'd same kind of thing. Everybody loves it when somebody gets up to sing, and it depends on what the preacher is, right?
But yeah,
most of the time, music is just such a great relief, and plus, you know, your audience is going to stay because they're in church, so you got their attention.
Yeah, I remember. I think I sang "Amazing Grace" the first time, and I like forgot the words, and so it was perfect that everybody there, of course, knew the song, so they could all help me out.
So you grew up in a church atmosphere with your grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then I would say probably like middle school was when I started playing like actual shows by myself, like, you know, local restaurants or whatever.
Good for you. You stepped out early.
Yeah, I didn't love it at first. It was kind of like I would agree to do it and then would get really scared. And my mom would be like, well, you said you were going to, so you have to
do it. So were you playing guitar or piano then?
I was playing guitar.
Okay, so you started out on both instruments then?
Yeah, I had started piano. That was the first instrument I learned. And I honestly never loved it. Like for some reason, it was just always, it didn't really click with me, but, same with guitar. At first I started taking guitar lessons, like in elementary school, and I hated it so much. So I quit. And then I joined orchestra in sixth grade playing bass. And then once I learned that, it was easier to learn guitar. So then it was like, it clicked after that.
Right.
But yeah. And then just
do you remember the first song you wrote? Do you remember what?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Well, I don't mean, you don't have to remember all the lyrics.
Yeah.
What it felt like to write a song and
yeah, I think I wrote it with one of my old vocal coaches. And yeah, I mean, it was like a dumb song
but it's never a dumb song.
But it was like, you know, one of my old friends that we weren't friends anymore and whatever, like, you know, middle school drama. But yeah.
So did your so it sounds like your family was really behind it and pushing you to do this.
Yeah, my mom played piano also in church growing up. And then my dad plays drums, not like he doesn't really play out, but he did have like a little band when I was little, I remember.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, but so they are both musical people, and yeah, so they've always been supportive of it.
Well, that's fantastic. I think it's always interesting whenever I find out how people actually got the guts to get out there and do it. And mm-hmm. if you have parents to kind of push you, it's like pushing you out of the nest and saying, okay, yeah. Frank, you want to do this. And mm-hmm. they probably carted you around, got you over there and got you ready to go and put you up on the stage or wherever it was and said, do your thing, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Do you feel like it kind of opened up your personality to do that? Because I'm always interested in young people and how, you know, what did it change about you and how you felt about yourself to be able to express yourself like that?
Yeah, I think like the first probably year that I was playing shows, I was super. Like, I would not say a single word when I got up to play. I just would play the songs and leave and, like, was right. so nervous.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think forcing myself to just do it made me a lot more comfortable, like, just talking in front of people.
Well, I don't feel bad about that. Listen, I went to a show and saw Bob Dylan probably, it's been at least a decade ago, mm-hmm. and he never said one word to the audience. Not one word in between yeah. two songs. It was bizarre. I mean, truly, that's it was funny. Bizarre. So it's not something that you have to do. Uh-huh. But it is kind of nice. People do like to see that yeah. human side of you, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there are still times that I get quiet. But I do think that it definitely made me more comfortable in just general social settings, having to talk to people I don't know.
But. Well, I noticed that that you play in some record stores and coffee shops and kind of a lot of different venues. I've noticed, you know, looking through your catalog of mm-hmm. videos, and I think it's probably really important for you to share with, especially if there's some young people that are listening right now. People constantly ask me from, you know, all the time, I want to play in a band, or I want to be a singer. What should I do? What's your advice to them?
I
tell them, but I want to know what you tell them, 'cause you're a young person still.
Uh-huh. I think, well, it is annoying to have to like email and bug people, but that's kind of just what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
for some places, at least, you have to just email them all the time and bug them. But also, I do think it helped a lot, like, when I was younger, like, taking lessons at these places, a lot of the people working at those, like, you know,
they're schools
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and so it helped to have older people, like, that were more connected, even if it's just, like, on a small scale, but...
Sure.
Just to, you know, have people that can guide you.
Well, I it's interesting that you say that. You know, so we have the Guitar Sanctuary and we have a school and it's called a Performance Academy. And what we really try to encourage our students to do is, and we have every 6 weeks, they, you know, they'll play in front of their family or friends. We'll bring them all together, which is, you know, this is a formula that works.
Yeah.
Because you got to get people in front of other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important for everybody to realize that, okay, so you can have a career in music, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a big budding star.
Yeah.
But you can still make money and you can still do things. And you know, you nailed it on the head earlier when you said you played in church. I know a lot of musicians, a lot of our teachers, they play gigs every Sunday in churches.
Yeah.
You know?
And friends are worship leaders and in the band at churches. And
absolutely. Yeah, so.
And there's
places where they have piano music in the background in restaurants and people that sing. And now we have the coffee shops and we have a lot of opportunities there. But I'll tell you what really is great now is the opportunity for you to play to anybody in the world through social media.
Yeah,
and that has changed the game. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, it was the VFW halls and
yeah.
I could tell you that. And you're too young to know, but there's a movie out there called Spinal Tap. And when I watched that movie, I don't know, 3 decades ago is probably how old it was. It hit too close to home. Everybody else thought it was funny. And I was sitting there going, oh, this is killing me. This is my life.
Yeah.
But you just have to be willing to play. And that's what I tell people all the time. And so, you know, you are, and I love that about you. But so I want to play a song for everybody right now. Real quick, give me just a little synopsis of how you came up with this song. It's called Johnny Cash.
It's sort of a sequel to Johnny Cash's song, Give My Love to Rose. The story in that song it kind of just leaves it open-ended. So I wrote kind of a finishing story to it from the son's perspective in Johnny Cash's song.
Wow. Well, it's a beautiful song. I love it. I've played it before and I'm going to play it right now for all you listening. So I've been talking with Frankie Leone, and she's a Dallas Fort Worth girl, and she's a phenomenal writer already. She's just a young kid, and I'm sorry, but you're younger than my youngest. And so she's 18. I've got a daughter that's 19, and I am just so proud of you, Frankie, because you're doing it, girl. You are doing it. So when we come back, we're going to talk some more about Frankie Leone, but right now I know you're going to love this song. It's called Johnny Cash, and we'll be right back on Texas Homegrown Music.
Been working double shifts, can barely find the time to pray. I stopped to call my mama, she's getting older by the day. She's probably sitting in his chair, wearing his favorite dress, the one she bought at the stranger's request. I got a memory of a man calling Johnny Cash. We never got a name, just a story.
With Frankie Leone, and so I want to tell everybody, because I'm going to brag on you here. I know that the Dallas Observer Music Awards, they gave you the, I guess it's the best new country artist in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
That was a super huge honor, especially the other people that I got to be nominated with are people that, like, since I first started playing around Dallas, that I always looked up to and really loved.
So tell me some of them. Would I know them?
Yeah, I feel like Charlie Crockett was one of them.
Oh my gosh.
And I honestly can't remember who else.
Well,
was
Charlie Crockett. And I mean, yeah, if yeah, you were on was, the same list as that, I'm going to imagine you probably went, oh my goodness, I did it.
Yeah, he was one of the first people that I ever like started to follow and like go see live.
Well, I dig his style and I dig his, Charlie Crockett's awesome. And I think I told you that I am going to introduce you to Jackie Darlene, who I've had on the show. And I think you guys would really sound phenomenal together. So I'm doing that. I'm going to put the pressure on and then make you guys get together and write a song together. And I'm telling you, I can already hear it in my gut. I already know y'all are going to be awesome. But yeah, so I would imagine that the Dallas Observer Awards opened up some doors for you and certainly put your name out there.
Yes.
So I noticed you do play a lot in Deep Ellum. You certainly have some places there. Where are some other venues that you play around Dallas? And it's got to be a little bit difficult because you're only 18.
Yeah, some places, like most of the places are pretty lax if they know that I'm playing.
Right.
Some of them, though, are like, anytime I play at Double Wide, the door guy is always giving me a hard time about like, okay.
I have to put a little band on your hands so they don't turn you alcohol. And, yes. Right?
Yeah, which I get, they have to do it. But every time I'm like, dude, I was just here 5 minutes ago. Like,
let me in.
Yeah.
I am the band.
But yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, the Rustic is... I feel like I live up there sometimes.
Well, I think you played, did you open for Lucas Nelson at the Rustic?
Mm-hmm.
I got there after you played and I remember somebody telling me who played and I was so disappointed because I already knew who you were and I missed it. And I'm a huge Lucas Nelson fan
was
that the night that he forgot some lyrics at the piano? Did you see that show?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think Margot Price might have been at that show as well. But he had let his band go on a break. I mean, like he was supposed to play there with the band and then he decided just to do it himself. And he was actually phenomenal. I actually enjoyed it because I've seen him so many times with his band. And I got such a kick out of him sitting at the piano and playing a song and then saying a cuss word and saying, oh my God, I forgot the blank and lyrics. And he said, I'm going to start over. And I loved it. Of course, I looked at my husband. We both just died laughing because that happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
But I literally just make them up as I go. And on songs that I've written, you know, my band knows that I made them up, but most of the people out there don't recognize that I did.
Yeah. I know. There have been plenty of times that it's one thing to forget song or forget lyrics to somebody else's song because, you know, that's easy to forget. But there have been so many times that I forget my own words that I wrote. I'm like, mess that up?
Ready. You just got to be quick and just make them up again. And sometimes sometimes I've made up the songs and I think I like the second time around better than the original. And then I can't remember what I sang. Did anybody else record that? So you've been likened to people like Emmylou Harris and Alison Krauss. And I mean, that's got to be such a great thing to have said about you.
Yes, for sure. Those are two of my favorite vocalists probably ever. And so anytime somebody says that, it's the biggest compliment.
Well, I'm loving that you are getting out there. And I think I asked you the other day what you do during the day. And I think you told me, are you a nannying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two different families that I nanny, like early morning, afternoon, and then another little girl that I watch like more in the evenings.
Right. So that's great because that frees you up for the nighttime. And you can still do your music. Do they know that you sing?
Mm-hmm.
You sing for them?
Yeah. Well, so one of the families, they have three kids, but I really only have to watch the youngest one. She's in third grade. Right. And they're all doing their online school right now.
Yeah.
And she has this like school art competition thing that they had to do. And she's like, well, I can't draw, so I don't really know what to do. And one of the options was to write a song and send in a video for the competition. So right now we're working on that. We're writing.
Oh my gosh, that's got to be so cool. And then, you know, you got to throw her a bone and sit there and say, so here I am, and look it up on Google and let her see you. And she'll be like, oh my goodness, that's my nanny. And she looks at what she does.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, so you've got a song out that, well, first of all, before we play another song, I think you told me you're working on a new record.
Mm-hmm.
So how many songs you've got written so far?
Right now we've recorded, I think, 11.
And where are you recording at?
Echo Lab.
Okay. Yeah.
Matt Pence. And then my guitar player, Charlie Wiles, is producing it.
Oh yeah. That's the other thing I wanted to hear about. Tell me about your band.
Depending on the day.
I get it. I know you've got a lot of different players that you pull from. But who are some of the guys that you've been working with probably more consistently?
So the ones in the studio right now are Charlie Wiles and Ben Barajas, and Parker Toomey is playing keys on it. And then Matt is playing drums. And that's all we have like right now. But
okay.
And those are some of my favorite people to play with live too. So
fantastic. Well, so there's a couple places up in Denton too. We got to get you into. I'll have to make a couple calls, because that's a very vibey little town. I love it. I've been, you know, Fry Street music has been, you know, everybody knows about Denton. Mm-hmm. And all the people that have started up there. But that's fantastic. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so happy for you. So you've got this new record that you're going to come out with. You plan on releasing it next year. Is that the time frame you're looking at, 2021? Yeah. Where you can start playing again and getting out a little bit more. And, you know, COVID has definitely changed so much for so many musicians. But if we're smart, what we'll do is take this downtime and write and get some new music out. I have a feeling that I don't think I've talked to any of my musician friends that aren't planning on putting some new music out in 2021. They're going to be hit hard with a lot of new music, aren't they?
Yes.
I think we're all in the studio right now.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what's that?
I said, because there's nothing else to do.
Well, I know, that musically for sure. So the song Taking All the Good Out of Goodbye, tell me about that song.
Okay, so that one, I recorded that and Johnny Cash, both at Modern Electric.
I love those guys. Bo.
Yes. So Bo produced both of those songs, and Taking the Good, I had finished writing it like maybe the week that I was supposed to go into the studio to record it. I was like,
Let me just tell you, honey, many songs are written in the studio while they're just, you know, ready to start rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had sent it to him, and I was like, I don't know if this is done or not, but I think I like it, so maybe we can just figure it out. So we, like, you know, sat down and figured it out, finished it. It's based loosely off of people in my real life, but...
people that you've noticed, that you watch their relationships,
mm-hmm.
Alter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of my songs, I haven't lived.
You haven't lived long enough to feel it. No. It's okay. If you're,
I watch other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully you learn things to do and not do. And many songs that I've written have been inspired by people that I was around, or friends of mine that I watched go through struggles or whatever. And that's cool. It's all about relationships, and, you know, and I listen, there's no telling where you can get inspiration from on a song. And thankfully we have these phones now that we can literally just push the record button and sing into it whatever thought we have.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I got thousands of notes in my phone for song ideas.
Yeah.
Just riding down the road.
Well, yeah, notes and voice memos that I hope nobody ever finds. Yes.
I know. So if something ever happens to me, it's going to be like, please, no, don't release it. Well, so we're going to play Taking All the Good Out of Goodbye. And then when we come back, I think you're going to play a song for us that you wrote with your friend Kirby Brown, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But I know that everybody that's listening now is going to be blown away when they realize that you're just 18, and which means that you did a lot of this stuff when you were 16, because some of this stuff you started in a couple years ago or more. Mm-hmm. And so when I was 16, I was playing in a little 3-piece band, like I said, and playing out. But I hear, believe me, the lyrics to the songs that I wrote were not at all like what you're doing. So I have a lot of faith in you, kiddo. I believe that you're really going to be playing a lot of music for a lot of years to a lot of people. And I'm very, very happy that you stopped by my place. And when we come back, we'll talk about another song that you're going to do for us, and people can go to our YouTube channel and see the video, and they can download your music. I know that you have it on Spotify and on Apple, you know, especially the two songs that we've played, Johnny Cash and this Taking All the Good Out of Goodbye. And then very, very soon, you're going to have some more new music for them. Is it going to be an EP, or are you going to press vinyl? What are you planning on doing with it?
I have no clue yet.
Let me just tell you, you need to press some vinyl. It's kind of cool nowadays, especially in your, in your genre of people. My daughter still plays her record player. So I think it's important to bring that back. So
Well,
you're listening to Frankie Leone, and we're going to play her song Taking All the Good Out of Goodbye. And then when we come back, she's going to do a song for us acoustic, and you guys be sure to go to YouTube to watch it as well. But I'm enjoying this, Frankie. And I, like I said, I've been trying to get you on the show for several months, and I'm so glad we finally did it. So
me too.
Here we go, Taking All the Good Out of Goodbye, Frankie Leone, and right here on Texas Homegrown Music with Maylee Thomas, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back with Frankie Leone, and she's going to share some really cool music with us. But before she does, I just want to remind everybody that, you know, during COVID, it's been really hard, especially for people that this has been their, you know, most of their income. And I know you're one of those people. So I want to remind everybody to go to FrankieLeone.com, I think. Is that your website? Yep. And it's spelled Frankie, F-R-A-N-K-I-E, Leone, L-E-O-N-I-E. And go to her Facebook, go to her Instagram, go to her YouTube. She's got some great videos out there. In fact, there's a song that you did called Lay Me to Rest that I just think is beautiful. And she's playing it. I think you're in a record store. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell exactly where it was.
I think it may have been a bookstore in Deep Ellum that I can't remember.
Yes, it is. I know it's something in Deep Ellum. And I think I know it's either records or books that I saw behind you. So that's a beautiful song, honey. And that chorus, when you dropped down and did that chorus, I was, just stole my heart. So I love your style, and I love your vibe, and I really believe you're going to be playing some really cool gigs coming up, because I just know people are going to love you just like I did. So that's the neat thing about life and about music. It's subjective, and you're going to find a lot of people that dig you and some people that maybe don't, but it's okay. It's, you know, you're doing it. You're out there doing it. And I'm so happy for you. So tell me about this song you're going to do called Till the End that you wrote with Kirby Brown.
Yeah. So this one we wrote, I honestly, until we started recording, and I was just, you know, looking through my phone for old voice memos and notes.
Sure.
And
stuff, ideas.
I had kind of forgotten that I had it. But I had taken a trip to Nashville to write with a few people, and Kirby was one of them. And it's just a song about getting old, like, you know, an old couple, and being in it for the long haul.
So are your grandparents still alive?
Mm-hmm.
And have they seen you out and play and support your parents?
Yeah. My mom's parents, especially, they live here. My dad's parents live in Bryan, Texas. So they're not as close. But my mom's parents, my Poppy is what I call him. He also sings. And so he's always.
Does he really? Well, you need to do a song with him.
I know.
Seriously. Just make that. Seriously, do it, because I promise you one day you'll be so glad you did.
Yeah.
And so do that. Will you promise me you'll do that?
Yes.
Okay. I promise you will not regret it. It is something that you will look back on and be so grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally do it if I had somebody. In fact, my youngest daughter, her name is Layla. In fact, I would love for you to meet Layla.
Okay.
She lives in Dallas, and she's actually nannying for a family couple days a week. She teaches young kids guitar at our guitar school too. But I'm gonna get you guys together too. I think you guys have really hit it off.
Yeah.
But so I keep telling her I'm gonna make her record a song with me. She's like, Mom, but our styles are so different. I said, it's okay. That's what'll make it cool.
Uh-huh.
Right.
True.
Well, so here we go, Till the End with Frankie Leone. And thank you so much, honey, for coming by and doing the show. I really appreciate it. And I am going to come and see you. I think you said you have, right now you have a gig set up in January. Do you know
it's for Mike Randall's album release show at Magnolia Motor Lounge.
Okay.
I think it's January 8th.
Okay, well, just go to her website, FrankieLeone.com, and you can find out where she's going to be. And she's just, I love your vibe, honey. I like the way you dress. I like the way you look. And I'm just excited that I found a newbie that I'm going to get to go and support, especially young artists. I love having young artists on the show. So here we go. Till the End by Frankie Leone. And thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Wake you up in the morning, make your coffee just the same. Set you down with the morning paper, remind you of your name. I ain't gonna get weary, honey, I'm gonna finish the race. Even when you don't recognize my yourself and who you were is so far gone. When your sun has set and your time is bound to come. When I said forever, I didn't mean it as pretend. I will stand beside you till the end. Saw us there in a photo album just the other day. Two awkward kids on a roller coaster, laughing all the way. Honey, we were so wild and free back then, nothing holding us down. We pinky promised we'd always be around. When you lose yourself and who you were is so far gone. When your sun has set and your time is bound to come. When I said forever, I didn't mean it as pretend. I'll stand beside you till the end. When it's our time to get ready, when it's our time to fly, you can count on me holding on to you. Yourself and who you were is so far gone. When your sun has set and your time is bound to come. When I said forever, I didn't mean it as pretend. I will stand beside you till the end. I will stand beside you till the end. I will stand beside you till the end.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed hearing about Frankie Leone, and it's always exciting for me when I get to interview young artists that are up and coming and just to know what kind of future they have. And having been playing music for so many decades like I have, it's interesting to hear where they started from. And of course, I'd love to be able to have her in another decade and find out how much she's gone through in that 10 years. Because I know for me, it seems like everything is just a whirlwind when I think about my past and my musical journey. Speaking of musical journeys, we've got some really incredible artists that we've got coming up in the next few weeks. One of them, my good friend, John Christopher Davis. And we actually are doing that on a video. So we'll have that up on our YouTube channel. So you guys be sure to check that out. Texas Homegrown Music on YouTube. We've got lots of nice videos there that artists that we've interviewed have sent us. And we'll start having some actual video interviews that we can share those with you as well. So be sure to look at that. And I've got Grace Pettis coming up. I've got Max Stalling. Lots of great artists that we're going to be interviewing in the next few months. So be sure to join us. And if there's someone that you want to hear that's Texas-based or that has identified in Texas in some way, be sure to shoot it to me, Maylee at Texas Homegrown Music, and we'll see if we can get them on the show. But anyway, love you guys for coming in and being a part of the show. And I wanted to give a shout out once again to the Guitar Sanctuary and Tupps Brewery for making it all possible each week for us to share the music and the songs behind the music with all these Texas artists in a state that I believe is still number one in music. I love it. So we'll see you guys next time. Texas Homegrown Music with Maylee Thomas. Love life. Remember, you get out of it what you put into it. Peace out, everybody, and we'll see you soon.